Kof Ches Sivan, Monday the 11th of June, Rabbi Avram Yaakov Schwab, the Halachas of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha in half an hour.
Every Parsha in the Torah has a name. Some is the name of a person, sometimes the name of something else. Let's say like this, we've got Chayus Noyach, Chayus Soro, Yisroi, Koirach, Boloch, Pinchos. That's names of people. There's names in the beginning of the Torah, which you've got also about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but we don't have the names. This is Lech Lecho, because there it's teaching us you should go Me'atzecho. That's the lesson. Then you've got Vayero of Hashem, it's talk about Rebbeinu Shlom's Kesher with Avraham Avinu. Then it said, Eile Torah Yitzchak, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Vayishlach Yaakov. They are messages which we should learn. Each Pasha's name has a limit to learn how we address the name of the Pasha of that week. This week is Pasha's Korach, and it's talking about how a person has to learn to go away from Chet to from Machlekes. And therefore, I think it's appropriate we should speak the mitzvah, Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, talking about how we should, which is a mitzvah which we don't realize, everybody knows Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. We could see the Rishonim, the Gemaras. It's a mitzvah you can mekayim every single day. And mitzvahs are same in HaTorah. It's a mitzvah pashas belayv. In most cases, it's belayv because it's what I feel we could see in Rishonim. It's also bedibur and it's also the maisa. We'll see Gemaras, which there'll be differences. But basically, it's something which I feel about my thing. But after Kamecha, we could see Be'ez Hashem what the mitzvah is. The Mesulas Yishonim in Perek Yud Aleph says like this: Kamecha b'lishum hefresh. Kamecha b'li chilukim, b'li tachbulos u'mezimos, kamecha mamush. That's Mesulas Yishonim. I don't know if it's Muslim, I don't know if it's Halacha, but he says, Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, it's a shvei mitzvah. It has to be like I love myself, I have to like my chaver. That's a shvei mitzvah. But as I say in Mesulas Yishonim, we'll see a shita in the Gemara soon, we're going to see a shita which could be dovid in this. Ramban says on this, hatloge. It's not shaykh. So what is the mitzvah? It's not poshah, but to love your friend like yourself. Poshah, it's not shaykh the mitzvahs. So what is it? So the Ramban, it doesn't say v'ahavta esrecha kamecha. It says v'ahavta lerecha kamecha. So he explains that the mitzvah is that it should be bedaito in his mind, I should feel for my friend like I feel for myself. So he says, what does that mean? That a person should love his friend bedvorim yedua la'tibay. Let's say I like my friend. I want my friend. I really want him to have oisha. I want it, but chochma. Okay, he doesn't have to have everything. He'll have something. Well, let's say if he wants it, I want it. V'yir oyer b'koil, yach boisha yiskareo avloy boisha. Yeah, I want my friend to have oisha and nechosim and covered. But like me, what I have. I can't love him as much as I want for myself. Think that I want for myself, that's too much. Says the Ramban, that's the mitzvah. Like we see the kina in this week's parsha. If they shouldn't have the pchisa of kina in his heart, he shouldn't give any shiurim na'avo. I should really want for my friend, for any yid, I should want mamish b'kol alev with a clean heart, exactly what I want for myself. That's how he learns, and he says, like we find, by David and Yonason, ki avos nafshoi avoy. He was a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, and who got the malchus? David HaMelech. So he says, that was the ava that he had, Yonason had for David, that he wanted that if he's not going to be the melech, and David HaMelech is going to be the melech, so he wanted Belev Sholem without any kin, without any feelings, of that he should be able to have the melucha 100%. The other we've shown him, also said that Ebenezer Ezra says, She'eoiv ha'toiv l'chavari k'moy l'nafshay. Similar, very similar to the Sunti different shittas, but that's so for the Ramban and the Ebenezer. That you should love to his friend k'moy l'nafshei. The Sipurno says, "Eiv ba'ad reacho ma shehayisa oyev ba'adcho im hayisim agi elim koymai." Also on the same derech, You should love for your friend what you love for yourself if you would be in his place. That means if I would be in the business of my friend, if I would have the car of my friend, I have the house, and I would be enjoying what I should, and I don't have that, I should want for my friend what if I would be in his position and I would have what he has. That's how much I should appreciate, and I would really want it, believe my cancer hearts. So that's how much I want it. That is the first set of rishayim. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvah, that means in the Mitzvah of Reish Rov, when he brings out the Mitzvah of Haftarah Kamoicha, this is the Lashon Rambam, Tia chemlosi va'avosi la'achai kechemlosi va'avosi la'atzmi. V'moinu v'gufay. V'chol ma shi b'rishusay. I should love, I have feeling for my friend like myself, and whatever is in my rishus, or yirtzos, anything I want. V'chol ma she'erze la'atzmi. Anything that I want for myself, erze lo'y kamoihu. That means I have a nice car. So I don't know, I'm just saying over the Lashon Rambam. I don't know if people can say something. I'm so tired. Whatever I have a nice house. I want everybody to have as good as I have it. I have a certain level of gashmius in any area. I should want for my friend that everything I have in my hand, I'm enjoying what I have. I wish my friend would also have it. That means that he should have it. Or a bonus of the belt. But I should not be thinking, only I want it. I don't want my friend to have what I have. Again, it's just a suffer, but there's a Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, which means when Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is bringing down, this is the mitzvah. Oi, something which I don't want for myself. Oi, I don't want to have a connection. It's not good for me to be in business with him or to be have to do with him. And I see my friend having to do it. I know it's not good for my friend, like I would not for myself. So I should davenu have lots in myself that he shouldn't get caught up with the problem of this and this individual, or whatever it is. I shouldn't, the same thing as I would, I know it's not good for something, it's not good for me, and I see somebody else having it, and I'm not in my position. I should want, and Davin, whatever it is, doesn't say that, I should want that he shouldn't have not good things like I don't want for myself. The Rambam in the Hilchos Deos adds to this, Lefichoch, and he suffered, Sorech lesafer b'shvochoy. I like people to talk about me. I like people to say, I could do something. Oh, you gave a nice speech, you gave a nice thing. I would like people to praise me that I'm, you know, a person to, you know, I should look to find things that I can say nice about my friend. Somebody does something, a pula toiva, a chesed. I heard you did this and good. I know you do this and good. I should, there's a Mam Hilchos Deos. I should want to mesafish shvichot, v'lochus amamoinoi, k'moy shuchos amamoinoi. I should want to have lachmonos on his money, like I have rachmanos on my money. As an example, let's say I'm renting something. I remember that, you know, somebody was renting an apartment and somebody came up looking at the apartment and put the case on the sofa, on a quite an expensive sofa. And the person was very, very upset. You know, why is it, you know, it's my sofa. Right, you're renting it out and you're paying for it, but what does that mean? You just can't come hefka. So let's say, I'm just giving an example of where it could be. If I'm using somebody else's property, I'm doing something else. How I should be as careful as his property, even though it's now in my rishus and I have the right to use it, like I would be makbid if somebody would be taking my thing. That's what the Rambam says. So this is so far the first set of rishonim, the Rambam, on what we have to rechak kamoich. There's another time in the Torah where it says we have to rechak kamoich by a geh. Ke'ezach mikem yelochem, hager hagoyitchem, vo'ahavto l'reach kamoicha. Says the Sefer, Du minafshom shel geirim, sha'af atem hayisim geirim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Here we talk about another madriga. No, with a nefeshim ger, I'm not a ger, but he is a ger. I have to feel for someone else, and I'm not in his position, and I'll never be in his position. I have to feel for someone else like is if I would be in that position, which means that if I would be, and this is person's position, somebody which I will never, I have a feeling for people who are not in that position. That's the extra mitzvah in the Torah. It says it again, the same mitzvah, but it's ruvan ger, so Torah is being bechad or something, that the same way is by a ger, not this is it, by a ger. But we learn from that, says the Sifra, that I should be able to feel for someone else. Rashi says on that pasuk, The Mishnah of Eliezer, a mum which you have, something which you have a fault, you have something that you should not say to your chev. Be careful. Now the shit of Hillel, according to the Marshal, is a different shit in Gans. It's a total different shit. The Gemara says, Maisa benochi echol shabol ipne Hillel. There was this guy who came, come on, Shabbos Lam and Aleph, came to the Hillel, Gaireni al menoshe tila mdeidu kol atoidal kula ereglachas. Mimimagayami, in order that you should teach me, kol atoidal one ekas. Omale, daloch sani lechavroch le sabbat. What you don't like, don't do it to your friend. Ask the Marshal, why does the Gemara say? Why does Hillel say loshen shlili, negative? Let him say, uterachamei lechavroch komecha. You should have rachmonas to your friend, like you. Why do you have to say what you don't? What is it have to, what's the mitzvah to rechav komecha? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, both with Hillel, the Gemara says, the Marshal says, this is the mitzvah have to rechav komecha, which is pashtus. But it doesn't say in the Gemara, it's the have to rechav komecha. Says, so as the Marshal, why do you have to use the loshen shlili? That what you don't like, don't do to your friend. What I do like, what I like myself, do to my friend. Says the Marshal, that shit of Hillel is that is the mitzvah. It's not, the Haftarah Chagav doesn't mean to say like we've learned all the Rishayim until now. What the mitzvah is, according to the Marshal, that, what's the beginning of the Pasuk? Le'sochum v'le'sita, and then it said, Haftarah Chagav. So it's going on, the Hemshuch, even though it's a different mitzvah, it's three different mitzvahs, but it's a hemshach of the mitzvah le'sochum v'le'sita, and it'll have to echo kamoich, it's going on the negative. Don't do this, and don't be bad, don't do what you don't like for yourself to your friend, and v'have to echo kamoich. So that's why he learns it. According to this, it comes out that the mitzvah is that only shlili, not to do something for what you don't like for yourself, don't do to your friend. That is the shitter of Hillel. This Yerushalmi Nedorim. Yerushalmi Nedorim says, v'have to echo kamoich, Rabbi Akiva Oima, ze klal gol bapeya. Ben Azai says, ze sefer toilis odom, b'yoim bro elekim, odom bitmus elekim osa oisoi, ze kago b'toyim. This is the beginning of Bereishis, this is the sefer toilis odom, at the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, in the dmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem made him, that when you look at a person, bitmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is kago b'toyim. Says the Pnei Moshe, on the first sheet on Rabbi Akiva, v'haftu lecha kamoichon, shemitoich zem yisov masoi umatoni b'riyus. If I take a v'haftu lecha kamoichon, I'm careful how I treat a person, so that is the biggest kalkul Torah. Why? Because if I do that, I'll do the rest of the Torah, we'll go up from. Zeh sefer Torah is Adam, u'kashi yizbayna b'zeh, what do you think about that a man is made bitmus, bitmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yizoy ma'oi b'kovid chaver. He'll be very careful in the kovid chaver. Says the Medrash in Bereishis Alam Makom, Shaloi toima hoil is misbaseisti yisbaza chaveroi. Since mumbaza me, my friend should also mumbaza. Hoil miskalkalti, I was miskalkal chaveroi. Da lemiat mumbaza. Don't be mumbaza, your friend. Know who you're being mumbaza. Why? Because bitmusa lekim osoisa. Since a person is made bitmusa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore be careful, don't treat a person very nicely. So that is the two shittas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. What's the nafkamina between these shittas? This is a Malvin. The Gemara says like this. There's another Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says involved with Tzir Samach base. Tanya, Mulatina Braisa. Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim Derech. There are two people who are going on a way. Ubiyad Echon Mehem Kitin Shulmayim. They had one flask of water. Im shoysim, if they both drink, they both will die. They won't be able to make it to the end of the middle. If one will drink, bim shoysa echon, if one of them will drink, magil yishuv, they'll come to the yishuv. What should they do? You have to bring them by midbar. It's hot. It's and they have one flask. One of them have it, one flask. And according to Cheshvan, it comes out that if they both drink, they both will die. If one will drink, one will drink, and one will die. What is that like? She says machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bepetura oimer, mutil shiamusu shneim ba'al yir echad b'misosu shul chaveri." Better that they should both die, and they should not. One should not be able to see with the misa of chaveri, which means by me seeing the misa of chaveri, and not being mekayim the mitzvah, I'm going to lose out in the. You know, it's interesting. The nusach how it says, But I'll yield by misosage means that I'm not going to be able to see him in the Misa. I can't, it's, a person's not allowed to see the Misa of someone else. That's the Chisson, that's the Nekuda. Ad Shabor of Akiva, and he says, V'chei ochicha imoch, only if it's imoch, but if it's going to come out, that one's going to die and one has the chance to be able to live, chayecha koimim, you should take it for yourself, one person should drink, says the Malbim. That is the machlekes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. He said that's what Rabbi Akiva says, Shitos. Rabbi Akiva says, before that zeh klal gol ba'toira v'haftorecha kamoicha, he says, okay, when does that mitzvah apply? If it's possible, kamoicha. But what happens if there's not a situation comes out that both can't live and only one can live? Then you come first. There's another possible in the Torah. Chayecha koimim. It's not a steer, but haftorecha kamoicha has a limit. Which means if it works, it's, of course you should do everything for your friend. But what happens if I'm in a situation that doesn't work? Then chayecha koimim. But Betura, he learns, according to this Malbim, that Bidmus Adam, the whole idea of Zeklal Gopher is Bidmus Adam, that person is created Bidmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's created HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I see another Chayi dying? How could I see another die? I'm not able to see that. He's made Bidmus.
What does it do with Chayi Chukai?
Yeah, this afternoon, I don't remember what it does. I don't think the Gemara speaks about it, but what did he do with Chayi Chukai? Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure there's a truth to that. I said to myself, I don't remember seeing it inside. Bakaponi, the pshat in it, he wants to say it's like the shita we had before, and that could be that's the Mesilas Yishayim, which we said before. Again, Mesilas Yishayim is a Musa say, but that the pshat is there's a dagger, even in Haftarech Kamoicha, it what does it mean, to what extent to it does it go? This is Machlekes Yishayim in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim. Where is the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim written in the Torah? So there's a gemara which is remez lemitzvah. There's a gemara, but where is the? So there's a machlekes Yishayim between the Bahag, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam. The mitzvah of Bikur Chayim, where is it written in the Torah? It's a machlekes between the Bahag, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam. The pasuk says the gemara Satan Daf Yudalet, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, V'chi Efshloi LaAdam LaHalicha Hashchina, V'Halei Nema Ki Hashem Elokeich Eishoichle. How could? What do you mean? You should go. The Torah says it many a few times in the Torah. You should go after the derech. You should go in the ways of Hashem. How is it shaykh to go in the ways of Hashem? Elo, lahalach achet the pshat in the pasuk is midoyt of Shabbos Shpochu. Ma hu mal bisharumim tichsi biyas Hashem lekim laadam uliish tiksoines baadam avishim. Af atahal bishum. Also, you should mal bishumim. Hakadosh Shpochu biku choylim tichsi vayeh elo Hashem baleinu mamre baevrom avinu. Af atah biku choylim. Hakadosh Shpochu necham avelim tichsi vayeh achrei meis avinu when avinu was died. Says the Rabbeinu Yehuda that Tenchumi Avelim Bikochelim is a mitzvah in HaTorah. And the Bahag says it in mitzvah Lamed Vov, mitzvah Bikochelim in HaTorah. Which means, according to these Rishonim, the mitzvah Bikochelim is a mefush, a mitzvah say by itself, mean HaTorah, and we learn it from Achrei Hashem Elokim Telechu. Says the Rambam Hilchos Avot, Perek Yudalet. Mitzvahs afsei shall divrehem lebakeh chaylim. It's a mitzvah afsei from divrehem to mebakeh chaylim. Afa pisha kol mitzvahs elu midivrehem. Even though all these mitzvahs are michum avelim, all these mitzvahs divrehem, harihein bichlal v'haftarecho kamoicha. It's bichlal the mitzvah v'haftarecho kamoicha. Whatever you do, the Torah didn't specifically give out each mitzvah, but when a person is mebakeh chaylim, according to the Rambam, it comes out that you mekayim the mitzvah v'haftarecho kamoicha. Which is a machlekes Rishonim. The mitzvah, if it's directly from Achrei Shem Telechu, a direct mitzvah, or it's indirect, which means when the Rambam says divrehem, it doesn't mean it's divrehem. It means that it's not mefurish in the Torah. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to the Rambam, because the Rambam says mefurish that it's he learns Achrei Shem Telechu, but he also learns the mitzvah of Haftarecha Kamoicha. What does it go on? So according to that, the Rambam pshat is, v'haftarecha kamoichem, it's included, that means it's not mefurish in the Torah, the mitzvah v'kacholim, and according to the Bahag and Rabbeinu Yoina, it's mefurish in the Torah from Achrei Shem Telechu. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Mem Aleph, osel la'odom l'kadish yose isha ad shirena, shemo yira b'dova meguna v'diskan olo. You're not allowed to mekadish a woman until he sees her. Why? Because what happens in mekadish when he sees something which is not comfortable? He won't be mekayim the mitzvah of haftarecha kamoicha. It's a beautiful thing how the Torah worries about that a person should see someone in order that when he gets married and he's something which is not kishmak, he won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah. That means the person is looking after his wife. he's been mekayim every second of the Haftarah, that year. If a person is being nice and doing chesed because he has a feeling for us, that's a Gemara Kiddush. There's another Gemara which is in Sanhedrin, which when a person, Machmolo Litzlan, Chayimisa, so the Gemara says that you would take, there's a whole halachas how it has to be, you're catering to a building two kamot, two floors, and he has to go on a third floor, you go to the third floor. Why does it have to be like that? In order that you should, so the Gemara says, and also why the way you mafshit the godim, how you take out the godim, that it shouldn't, you should die quickly, you shouldn't die slowly. And the Gemara says that boru loy misa yofa. So Rashi says for loy sevazeu, included in the mitzvah of v'havtu lecha kamoicha, not to be mevaza your friend. So till now we've spoken about the mitzvah of v'havtulech and kamoicha. We went through the rishonim. Let's talk about a chava, and we talk about all the different rishonim. We went through the gemaras to show ad kirikach, where does it go. This is all b'chaver. What about b'vsocha? What about a korov? B'vsocha al tisam. Says the pasuk like this. Haloi, it's a very interesting pasuk. Haloi poros l'ro'ev lachmecha. Who gives out bread to you, to the poor, to the starving people? Va'anim merudim. Tovi bayis, the Rachmanid people, the poor people, the Merudim, you bring to your house. Kisire oroi b'chisisoi, you'll see a naked person, you'll cover him. Umibsocho, says Rashi, umikorvcho, loisis alom. What happens then if I'm a karim, I krovim? Oz, yiboka keshacha oilcho. There will be, the light will come, and the oyahat sloche, va'aruchoscho, says the Mitzudas, the rufuoscho, meheroch sitzmach. Voholach lefonecho tzitzecho, Kovet Hashem Yasvecho. What happens then? Oz Tikre Hashem Yana. If a person will daven, if a person is Makar of his craving, the Pasuk says, you will call to Hashem, you will daven, Vahashem Yana, Hashem will answer your tefillahs. Teshaba V'yom Einenu. You will cry out to Hashem, you will scream out to him, V'yom Einenu. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yuvomis. Tonu Rabbonim. Ho'oyev Eshchenov. Somebody who loves his Shchenim. V'hamakar of his Kroivov. All of our costs of Omer, Oz Tikre Vashem Yana. Somebody who's Makarev, his craving, the Torah says that if you will daven to Hashem, and a person is in that position who's Makarev, his craving, Vashem Yana, Hashem will answer his tefillahs. Sometimes we think that Chesed and Ava is to somebody else. But to nobody buys, no, don't get Chaleza. And the Chazal, the Torah says, Mishnah says, that the first chesed in the shtup, if the mishmei bayis, the wife, kindelach, needs something, but I'm going to do our chesed to someone else. It's very nice. If it works out, it's fine. But a person thinks, there I'm going to get the cover. People like me. I want people to. By a shtup, nobody knows what I'm doing. The person who looks after his bnei bayis, that's the first mitzvah. We see, and not only that, that if a person is takeb, Chazalish says the only person in the world who can marry to him is his wife. He's a particular person has on the stoop in his house. So then the Hesab Tochav and the Pozuk, Oz Tikrak Shpoch of Akhalinu. The Pozuk says in Tilim, Mizmoy, no, I'm saying Pozuk in Devorim first. Ki mi goy godla shalei elokim krevim ilov, ka Hashem elokeinu b'chol korein ilov. Says the Medrash, Odom, a person, im yehei loy korav oshir. The person has a korav who's an oshir, who might like. Feels very good. Bim oni, if he has a korov who's an oni, koifa boy. Boy Mishen Koy, he's not his korov. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabi yochel, Yisrael ha'inusunim b'mitzayim. There's a medrash in Dvarim. Yisrael ha'inusunim b'mitzayim b'shibud. Klal Yisrael was in Mitzayim b'shibud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'kroivem ani. As the Pasuk says, we say it in Halalukos, Livnei Yisrael am kroivoy. Goes on the medrash. Bim kroiv oni, if his korov is oni, he makes him the ikka and voice it tefillah. He makes his the korav like I have a cousin, I have a brother. Ma oima plainly miskarav li. That plainly is, he's my nephew, he's my cousin, he's my. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach yovel oyse li Yisrael ikka. Asher loy goy korav ein ksiv kan elo oma eloikim krevim elov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Mizmoy le David Hashem. Mi yogu ba'olecho, mi yishkoim b'hakot shecho. Hoylech tomim poyol sedek, v'doy v'emes b'bovoy, Loyrogal Shinoi doesn't speak Lashon Hara, Loyro Osere or Ra, the Chepa Loynos al Kroivoi. He doesn't put a Chepa on his Kroivoi. Says Rashi, the Gemara Makkah says, the Chepa Loynos al Kroivoi, Ze Hamakarves Kroivov. Says Rashi, Loysoval Chepas Kroivoi. He's not Soivel the Busha of his Korik. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Kimotse Cholba Domo, in Pasha Egla Rufa, says, Aderes Elio, a person, you find that the Chachmol is somebody. And there's no craving, we don't know which city it's closer to. Ein mes ali de atzma ele de chet achim. Afal pishat sadik nesa ba oven hadoer, yoisa ba vain craving. A person dies more, a chmol let son ba vain craving. The story of Chaim Moisa, the story we said over, it was Avsifis Rabbonim, and Misifis Rabbonim, and one of the craving came to visit him, to see him. It must have been an important zach otherwise. So he went out and spoke to him, spent time. So the people in Lassifa told him, there's a meeting going on. There's a God in our day. We need. So he's told them that it says that it said, Mipsochal Tisan. Mipsochal Tisan. I have to, I'm sure it was an important thing. I have to stop Lassifa, I have to speak to God. They say from the language of Dov Soloveitchik, they say that it says, Lashavas Aveda, it says, but if the person's a Zokin, they know if you chvoidoi. He's Potter. But in this mitzvah of Pesach HaTzalim, it doesn't say any excuses. As, okay, happy go on. What world? How is it? So the mice is, the maskana is, that it's a mitzvah which we can make every day. I have something, I wish my friend can have it. I see somebody have something, I feel so good. I wish him all the best. I'm Makayim, a mitzvah, a say, minatoy. It can happen a few times a day, it can happen all the time. I want, and we don't realize, and let's say I'm doing it, and I'm happy for everybody else, and let's say I'm that person. If I realize that I'm being Mekayim and mitzvahs are saved from the Torah, for Haftorecha Kamoicha, it's the main mitzvah's belief, but we see from the things also we said that a person should speak to Shmach about somebody else, so I see it's also B'dibon. It's also B'maisa, we see that when Basin have to pass from Skila, that they should pass from Misa Yofa. So we see this mitzvah is B'leiv, B'dibur, or B'maisa. Main mitzvah is believe. The main mitzvah is believe. That if I'm feeling any time, and nobody knows about it, I'm feeling good about my friend, I'm thinking something good about him, and I want him to have all the best, I want him to enjoy his car, I want him to enjoy his house, I want him to enjoy his wealth, whatever it could be all the time. And I just think, I hope Hashem gives him that he should have the best. I bring the Kaim and mitzvahs of Satan. I'll tell you about it.